that public pronouncement of our faith to each other, you know. We do it as part of being a Christian, that, you know, part of baptism is that we stand there in front of each other and we publicly commit to serve God, and we publicly confess our faith and renounce our sins and that say that we love God, and that we're baptized anew and our sins are washed away. There's many examples in the Bible where key things happen and a celebration is made and it's marked every year, you know. I'm not saying we have to celebrate Gavin being commissioned every year. But it's that principle that something has happened, something has changed, and that you mark that, you know. We marked it when me and Will became elders a little while ago. Reluctantly, you made us stand here and blessed us, you know. So we're just giving back to Gavin what he made us do. You know? So I think it's biblical, you know? And we have feasts, we have testimony of it, and we bear testimony to each other. I've written a few more things, but I kind of feel that's all I want to say now. I feel that's, leading on from what Maz said, that's what's on my heart. So I think it's important that we mark this. So it wasn't that Gavin kind of vaguely fell into it a year or so ago. When was it? Was it 2 years ago? Yeah. No, but maybe it was Christmas when he actually said, yes, I'd do it. Yeah? Yeah. So when was that point? It's hard to say, isn't it? You know? But today is the day, I think, as a church body, we invite Gavin to take on this role. Yes, we've kind of been telling him and vaguely kind of been doing this for some time. But today is the day that we say is the day that we appoint Gavin in this key role. And we give him our blessing and we give him our support as well, I think is also quite key. That this isn't just about Gavin taking on a new role and being on his own, you know. It's that we all stand up there and affirm with him both his role but our role as well, and I think that's quite important as well. So I'm going to invite Gavin to come here. I also need to invite Maz and the three children, Judah and Simeon and Seth and Joan as well, if you'd like to come. Hello. Where's your brother? Here he is. Okay, I'm going to hand over to Joan now. We have some words kind of prepared of commissioning. So Joan's going to lead us in that. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. So, Gavin, we're just so delighted that we're at last going to do this, make it proper, do things properly. And we've got some questions that we're going to ask you. And we've also a question for the church, okay? Yeah. And they're on the screen, so everyone can see. Gav, are you committed to serving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with Buttershaw Baptist Church and the surrounding community?
Absolutely.
Next one. Gav, will you acknowledge and accept your limitations and therefore allow your church family to help you flourish in your role here?
Absolutely.
Gav, will you take time off, not check emails, nor slip into the odd quick meeting? Will you take time to refresh yourself and spend time with your wife, Maz?
Awkward. Absolutely.
We all heard that one. Gav, will you love, support and encourage Maz and your sons, Simeon, Judah and Seth?
Absolutely.
Maz, one for you now. Will you love, support and encourage Gav in his role here?
Absolutely.
Gav, will you challenge us?
Absolutely.
Gav, will you pray for and with us?
Absolutely.
Gav, will you encourage us?
Absolutely.
Gav, will you love us?
Absolutely.
And now on for the church family. So let's all stand up as we... So church family, will we support, challenge, pray for, encourage and love Gav and Maz as we see their lives transformed by the generosity of Jesus?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have a bit more to do yet. We've got to keep going a while. We've got a few things to do. So we have some gifts for you, Gavin. No celebration is complete without gifts, is it? These are not frivolous gifts. They are significant. One of the things that came to mind was, as in Narnia, as the winter came to an end, there was a person called Father Christmas who came along and gave presents to the children. We've only got presents for Gavin. I guess we could share them round, but, you know, swords and bows and arrows. Well, I guess they are for kids, but that's not... anyway, we've got some presents for Gavin. They are significant, so I'd just like to read what Father Christmas told Peter and Lucy and Edmund and Susan, yes. So these are your presents. They are tools, not toys, and the time to use them is at hand, so bear them well. So first of all, Teresa.
Gav, here's a copy of the Bible, God's written word. Be faithful in studying it and apply its truth to our church through your life and your teaching.
So, Robert.
Gav, here's a towel and service offered. Please live above us with honour and serve community just as Jesus served others.
Thank you. Anora.
Gav, here's bread and wine, symbols of the body and blood of Jesus. They remind us that Jesus is with us and that he calls us to a life of sacrifice. Thank you.
And Abby.
Gav, here's a candle. Just
let him come back.
I don't know how to hold all of this. You can hold that for me, thanks. Thank you. Gav, here's a candle, a sign that the light of Jesus shines in the world. Shine with his love and his truth so that people may come and know Jesus as Lord.
And Joan, and Joan has a further action to do.
Gav, here is oil for anointing, a symbol of God's anointing by the Holy Spirit. Use it to anoint those you pray with as you bless them in the name of Jesus. And And Gav, God has called you to this place to be our minister. And as confirmation of that calling, representing the whole church here, I anoint you with this oil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God's love surround you and fill you, protecting, directing, and strengthening each day and night. Amen.
Amen.
And Will. So you may go and sit down.
Thank you.
I think. Will, is that okay? Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Gav and family. Thanks, family. So I've got a very, very short word to share with you. I'm going to start off by reading the Bible, because it just feels good. Now, when I've finished, we are going to be moving into a time of kind of prophecy and praying over Gav and kind of, you know, seeing what the Spirit has got in store for him, just looking for words and pictures. So to kind of lead into that almost, I'm going to start at the end. So I'm going to read to you from Revelation. If you'd like to follow along, you can, on page 326 of the New Testament part of the Church Bibles. But it's Revelation 21, verses 1 to 5. So I'm going to read it as well, but yeah, follow along if you want to. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready, like a bride dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with human beings. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief, or crying, or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." So, Father God, I thank you for your promises. I thank you that you promise us a new Jerusalem, that you promise us a new holy city, that this first heaven and first earth will be replaced by a new heaven and a new earth. Yeah, Lord, thank you that you will make all things new. Amen. So, people who know me and Gav even a little bit know that we've got one major thing in common, obviously apart from Jesus. That's kind of, you know, that kind of goes as red. We're quite keen on food, and pretty much any time me and Gav do anything, it tends to centre around food. And this one particular time we had food, we were eating Spam, just in case anyone was interested. It was Spam time. I think it was probably a couple of years ago, it might actually have been longer than that, but we were having breakfast together, so this is kind of me and Gav in our happy place. We've got fried food, we've got tea, and we don't even really talk most of the time, we just sit there and just, you can all picture Gav in that place, can't you? Instantly. But Gav shared a picture with me that he felt Buttershaw and also this church were waiting, that we're in a period of waiting. And if you like, we were wandering through the wilderness. In fact, we were probably actually not even in the wilderness yet. We were probably still in Egypt. And Gav felt that the church and he was waiting for a Moses-like figure to lead us to the edge of the Promised Land. And last night, as I was driving home from York quite late, I was reminded of this picture that Gav had shared with me, because you know, at the time, it was a really poignant moment for me, because I remember right actually at the very, very start of my Christian journey, I did a course which was called... what was it called? It was called Wild at Heart, and basically it's a course for men. There is a women's version as well. I think, is it called Captivated, possibly? I think that's written by the guy's wife, basically. But anyway, that's irrelevant. And there's a section really early on in the course where you're encouraged to spend time praying with God and ask God what your real name is. So what does God call you? And God called me Moses. So I nearly spat my spam out that morning, but I didn't spit my spam out because it's spam. But if ever I needed any kind of further confirmation that this was the right place for me to be, it was that. The word from God, not the spam. So I was reminded of this last night as I was driving home, and I thought to myself, well, do you know what? Is Gav actually really that figure? Is Gav the Moses figure that we were looking for? Is that who Gav is? And I was really kind of wrestling with that last night because I was tired and I just wanted to go to bed. And I thought, do you know what? Just move on. I might be going down the wrong, completely the wrong path. So I just ignored it and moved on. So I'm going to read to you again from the Bible. And this time I'm going into the very depths of the Old Testament to page 202, if you'd like to find it with me, because it's going to take me a while. It's in a book called Deuteronomy. And it's 31 verses 6 to 8. That's 202 of the Old Testament. Be determined and confident. Do not be afraid of them. Your God, the Lord himself, will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the presence of all the people of Israel, be determined and confident. You are the one who would lead these people to occupy the land that the Lord has promised to their ancestors. The Lord himself will lead you and be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. So do not lose courage or be afraid. So I was also thinking that over the last couple of weeks within Eden, we've been focusing a lot on chosen. Chosen has been kind of the word for the last couple of weeks, and we've been looking at various ways that God chooses you, or what God might choose you to do, or how you can find what God has chosen you for. And kind of the whole way through that couple of weeks, I've been constantly coming back to today, because ultimately, I mean, yeah, we're kind of commissioning and anointing Gav today, and we're welcoming in to being our leader. But we didn't choose him. We just heard that God had chosen him. That's all that happened. We just heard that God had chosen Gav to lead this community. And we just were faithful enough to follow that. But God chose him. Gav today is chosen. You can add him to all the list of people who've been chosen to lead. Maybe a reluctant leader at times, but a leader nevertheless. Which is kind of another really nice parallel with Moses. Moses was probably one of the most reluctant leaders there ever has been. He kind of went to God many, many times and said, seriously, really me? You've met me, God. You know me. Why me? But God persevered and God chose and God works his plans through his people. As we heard earlier in the song that the Eden band sang earlier, in our weakness, God finds our strength. In our hopelessness, God finds our hope. And where we feel like we don't belong, God finds our belonging. So this morning I woke up with a very, very real sense that Gav's role here is to fulfill the role of Joshua to the Israelites. He is leading us into the promised land. God has an amazing future laid out for Buttershaw, and Gav is the guy who God has chosen to lead this church to it. Gav is the guy God has chosen to knock the walls down and to lead us into our community and to make our community how God sees it, a new heaven and a new earth. Here in Buttershaw, that this will be known as a holy city. I think, like Dave, I don't want to say anything else. I think that's pretty much it. So what we're going to do is we're going to seal that in. We're going to, I'm going to read the Revelation passage again, and then we will, we're going to gather around Gav, and we're going to pray for him, because, you know, it's what we do. And you know, we promise that we will pray for each other, that we will love each other, and that we will always support each other, no matter what's going on. So I'm going to read the Revelation passage again, and then I'm going to invite Roberta up, and we're going to move into a time of just kind of just speaking God's truth over Gav. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth disappeared, and the sea vanished. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared and ready like a bride, dressed to meet her husband. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne. Now God's home is with human beings. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and they can be trusted." Roberta.
Gavin, I'm going to bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. So you can stay where you are. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Gavin, that he may answer you in the day of trouble, and that he may do it so clearly that you may know without any doubt or question that it is him. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that the name of the God of Jacob may protect you, that you may be safe, that you may be secure. I bless you that he may send you help in every time that you need it. I bless you in the name of Jesus that he may grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. As I bless you, I promise that I will shout for joy over your salvation. I bless you that the Lord may fulfill all your petitions, that everything you cry out for, everything you seek, may be given to you by the one who loves to say yes. Father God, you are the God of blessing. And I ask you in the name of Jesus to come and bless and release mighty blessings upon Gavin sitting here this morning. Gavin, I bless you in the name of Jesus, that the Father may bless you. I bless you that the peace and joy of God may come upon you and wash through every part of your being, physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually. I bless you myself in the name of Jesus.
So, Gav, can I welcome you up here again, please? And Joe, you know, there's something amazing about laying a hand on a brother or sister in faith and asking the Holy Spirit what they've got to say. So, if you'd like to come forward and lay a hand on Gav, you may already have received a picture or a word for Gav, which is great. Share that, or you may kind of just be thinking now, what am I going to say? God will give you something to say. So, yeah, come on, don't be shy. We've all met him before. If you want to stay in your seats, that's absolutely fine. Just reach out a hand towards Gav and be prepared to shout when the Holy Spirit prompts you. And just speak out your words as they come to you.
Thank you so much for your prayers, your words. I really love you guys and value what you say. I know you say what you believe God is saying to you, but you say it out the right heart. I've just been reminded of a few things. Firstly, how God brought me here. He brought me here because of an Ofsted report back in 2005. And the Ofsted report basically looked at all the major countries in Europe, and England was at the bottom. And the response to that was a response of pain, that actually God put this burden upon myself and others to respond to that. I was also reminded, because of that response, I was working in schools, and my heart was broken because I was working in the playground, in the classroom, in breakfast clubs and doing other things. And I used to have kids from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 come up to me and say, "Will you be my dad?" That brought pain. But that pain served a place in my life. It actually started to lay out a mission. And that mission brought me here to Buttershaw. And I think it's fair to say that the place that God brought me to again was pain. But it wasn't just my pain, it was our pain. And because of that, we came together and we listened to God. And through that pain, God has called me to lead. But looking at the story of Moses, it's the same, isn't it? The Israelites were in pain. And God said, "I have heard their prayer. And I'm sending you. Sending us." And I feel confident to say that I can lead, because it's not just me, it is us. And Alex shared a picture with me about a month and a half ago. And I think this is where I stand. Because he said, "Gavin, I don't see you at the front. Because if I'm at the front, I miss what's going on behind me." He doesn't see me at the back. Because if I'm at the back, then I can be forgotten. He actually saw me placed right in the middle. That's where I lead from. That's where I believe God has called me to lead. Right in the middle. The heart of this church, but also the heart of this community. So some of the words that have been spoken today just confirms that. But I do want to just address the word pain. Because I feel that God is saying there will be more pain to come. As we grow, as we change, as we struggle with ourselves and struggle to work out God's plans and purposes, it does come at a cost. But the cost is not going to be greater than a reward. Our reward is set in heaven. It's a bit like a game show when the host says, "You know, you've got all this, that is safe. That's in the bank, you're not going to lose this. But actually, you can go further and get the grand prize." And I feel today that we're kind of signifying that we're ready for that grand prize. Our place with God is set. Our place, our seat, our room is set in heaven. But we've got another prize. A prize to win here on earth. And that prize is to see people coming to know Jesus. And that is why I am here. That is why you are here. And just one last thing, what Louise was sharing about the armour of God. And I really got a sense of great and deep sense of peace. But peace comes from the feet. And when you stand in peace, you stand in authority. I can lift my head high, knowing that I have been called by God, but also that I am surrounded by people who have also been called by God. And that gives us all the same authority. So I just want to bless you with that. I want to thank you for today. And I am excited to win that prize together. Thank you.
So now Gavin's got a job, officially. I thought it would be nice if he led us in communion, if I could ask Roberta to come and assist also. It's always good to remember and be able to look back on the words and messages given to us. So please, if you can remember what it is that God gave you, what it is you spoke over Gavin. We have some paper, a variety of pens. It'd be really nice if you could write that down after you've had communion or sometime through the rest of this morning and early this afternoon as we eat cake together. We'll try to compile that. If you can either leave it on the table or give it to one of us elders. We'll collate that into some sort of scrapbook or kind of journal of today for Gavin's and Maz's reference. I think it's always nice to be able to go back and look at what it is that God's given us. Thank you very much. If that's okay. Do you want to break bread, or do you want us to do it?
I don't need this. I need that. So we come to the table, a communion of saints, and we come to remember what Jesus did and continues to do. So on the night Jesus was betrayed, he sat down at the table with his companions, and he took the bread. And he broke it. Probably a bit easier than that. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you." And in the same way, he took the cup, the wine, and looking at his friends, he said, "This is my blood, poured out for forgiveness of sins. Take it and drink." God, we come to this communion table and we just want to give you all the glory. We thank you for the price that Jesus paid so we can stand in the place of freedom. We thank you that Jesus paid the ultimate price so we don't have to. Lord, we celebrate the relationship that we have with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us, as we come to the table, be reminded of the price, of the love that has been poured out for us. But most importantly, God, as we freely receive this free gift, remind us of those that do not yet know you. Encourage us with the peace and authority so they will also join us at the communion table of our Lord and Jesus, our Saviour, our friend, our Redeemer, our hope, our encourager. Are everything. Let this communion table serve the multitude of saints that you have ordained to receive the free gift of life. In Jesus' name, amen.